CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden arrived in Israel this morning for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a heavily guarded hotel. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
This rare wartime visit by an American president is a show of support for Israel.
It seems to me that I have to continue to ensure that you have what you need to defend yourselves. And we're going to make sure that occurs.
The U.S. military is already sending its forces to the region in an effort to prevent the conflict from expanding.
In Gaza today, airstrikes continue 24 hours after a massive explosion at a hospital that killed more than 470 Palestinians and left doctors to perform surgery with no anesthesia on hospital floors. Riyad Mansour is Palestinian ambassador to the UN.
We condemn this action in the strongest possible terms, and we hold Israel responsible for this massacre, this crime.
Israel blames the strike on Islamic jihadists. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed new economic sanctions on Hamas today. On Capitol Hill, Congressman Jim Jordan will try again to become House Speaker, but he may not pick up the 16 GOP votes he was missing yesterday to succeed. New York Republican Nicole Malliotakis.
My guess would be it will take somewhere between the five rounds that it took Pope Francis to get elected to the 15 rounds that it took Speaker McCarthy to get elected, but no more than that.
If you pay the premiums, you already know. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey finds the annual cost of covering your family for health insurance through work plans jumped to nearly $24,000 this year. That's up 7% over last year. Want to board your plane quicker? Consider your seat choice. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Economy flyers with window seats will now get priority boarding on United Airlines. An internal memo says it's in an effort to save time. Those with a window seat will board in Group 3, along with flyers in exit row seats, then Group 4 for those in middle seats, then those with seats along the aisle who will be assigned Group 5 on their boarding passes.
It's not out for another week, but already Britney Spears' memoir tops Amazon's bestseller list.
Reliving everything that you're about to hear has been exciting, heart-wrenching, and emotional.
CBS News with an exclusive excerpt, that is, of the introduction read by Spears herself. The book, The Woman in Me, reveals she had an abortion when she was 19 while she was dating Justin Timberlake because he wasn't sure he wanted to be a father. Spears also claims Timberlake was unfaithful. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stewart.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal jury has convicted two employees of the Wisconsin corn plant that suffered a fatal explosion in 2017. Derek Clark, vice president of operations at Didion Milling, and Sean Mesner, a former food safety superintendent, were convicted of falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into the corn dust explosion that killed five people. A number of other Didion employees have also been convicted for their roles in the explosion. The universities of Wisconsin have announced two branch campuses will end in-person instruction and another will close entirely. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at Washington County and University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus plan to end in-person instruction by June 2024. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville-Richland will close entirely. Declining enrollment at the universities was cited as the driving factor for the changes. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out!
What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
WithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Learning begins with us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Wednesday, October 18th. Yes, filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is here on the board, but the new mom will be here at 10:33.
Woo!
I know. We get to see Kristen. We'll be checking in for her weekly news quiz, and then we're going to have a little update on baby Frankie about 10 minutes before 11 and see what's going on with the world's most perfect child.
Okay, Grandma Jane.
Come on. She's perfect.
She's adorable. I get to hold her and
I know
see her perfect boopable nose today.
What time are you going over there?
Not sure. We got to still coordinate that.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to start off. The House once again in Washington is back in session. They are still trying to get a Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan failed yesterday in his efforts to become Speaker after 20 GOP lawmakers declined to back him in the first round on Tuesday, and so they're going to try again today. Although what I'm seeing on Twitter, Greg Bach, is that he's going to lose even more votes today.
I honestly thought Jim Jordan, I must be a dum-dum, but I thought Jim Jordan was the safe, easy choice for them all. Like, just whatever, fine, he'll do.
Yeah, apparently not.
Nope.
And I think part of what the problem is, because again, what I'm seeing this morning on Twitter is that at least 28 Republicans now will not vote for him today.
Oh my God.
And apparently there was this kind of pressure campaign for some of these holdouts, and even to the point of reaching out to some of the spouses.
Oh my goodness.
Of these holdouts. For instance, talk to your husband and tell him to step up and be a leader and help the Republican Party get a speaker. There's too much going on in the world for all of this going on in the Republican Party. You guys take 5 steps forward and then turn around and take 20 steps backwards. No wonder our party always ends up getting screwed over. And that was sent to a representative, I believe it's Mr. Bacon, his wife, was getting multiple anonymous emails and texts implying that her husband better vote for Jim Jordan or he's going to be out.
That's not a discussion or a message. That's mafia type stuff right there. Like it'd be a shame if this car blew up, but you know, you never know. I mean, oh no.
Yeah, that would be bad. We wouldn't want that to happen.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
To your car. So yeah, I think that is not sitting well with some of these members who might be in more of a swing district.
Or even be in a
district that President Biden won. And so it's going to be really interesting going forward. The other thing that they're apparently considering is giving the temporary speaker, Patrick Henry, more powers to at least get something done in the House. Because, again, we can't offer any aid to Israel. There are a number of things that are just all stalled now because this is not decided.
Does he not want the job?
Jim Jordan?
No. The pro tem right now.
Patrick McHenry?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Make him in the little bow tie, the guy. He loves that little hammer. Wha-bam!
He does love that little gavel, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Every time's a statement.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then here at home in Wisconsin, all of our Republicans in the House lined up behind Jim Jordan, which I guess is not a surprise.
Yay.
Brian Stile told reporters, this is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, in a period of time when we should be working on bringing down inflation, unleashing American energy, securing the border, supporting our ally in Israel, we find ourselves dealing with this challenge. It's disappointing that we're here. It is broadly frustrating with the challenges that we're facing that this is what's consuming our time.
And the thing is, they keep on talking about like, oh, we keep on getting the short on the stick. We keep getting screwed. We look like idiots. Yeah, you do. But somehow you all managed to walk away just, you know, dusting off your jackets and still being able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And we're the ones who pay the price.
Absolutely. One of our favorites, of course, Representative Derek Van Orden.
Oh, man, he's January 6th delicious.
Tells the Journal Sentinel, or at least is quoted in the Journal Sentinel as saying, I am frustrated with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle who continue to hold our government in gridlock. Yeah, Mr. Van Orden, it's your party.
Yeah, he's been spinning this yarn for a while of like the 8 Republicans and the Democrats. Dude, this is your party.
Right.
This is your doing. Do not like you. You think, we've talked about this before, you think for a moment that if this was Nancy Pelosi or Hakeem Jeffries and all of a sudden they lost faith in them, you think the Republicans would come to any one of our help? No.
Never, ever.
This is all about politics. It's about strategy, sir. And guess what? We got you this time, but you don't get to blame us.
No, I'm sorry. You don't get to blame the Democrats. It is, you're burning down your own house.
Yeah.
You're burning down your own house.
Yep.
Representative yep. Glenn Grothman, who, like Representative Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, and Van Orden, all backed Jordan from the start. Grothman says, we all ought to fall in line. Everybody should respect that vote. And again, I go back to a comment that Tom Tiffany made earlier about how they're all independent thinkers, and yes. They don't just line up like sheep behind, you know, one person. They think on their own, but they should all line up and do what they're told.
I mean, if you've looked at Glenn Grothman's Twitter, it's one thing he's good at is standing next to people. Awkwardly. Please look that up, folks. Look that up. He's just standing awkwardly at state fairs, county fairs, church fairs, pancake breakfast, egg breakfast. He loves standing.
Standing and standing awkwardly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That should be a title or something. Should get a prize for best ability to stand awkwardly.
I would vote for that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If Jim Jordan does not win the speakership today, who would you want to see as Speaker of the House?
Could it be inside or outside? Anybody?
Let's open it wide open.
Yep.
Open it wide open. Anybody who's over the age of 20. 25.
All right.
To see who would, I don't know. I don't. I think it would be hilarious if Liz Cheney was in there. She's not.
I would think she would be amazing, but they would sooner vote in Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, they will never do that.
But I'm saying, like, she is a list number one enemy now. Like, she's worse than a Democrat. She's a Republican who snitched from inside the House.
Yeah, she's very within the party. You're right. She's a traitor.
Yep.
She's a traitor.
Just a traitor.
Not to mention, you know, she comes from a very famous Republican family.
That apparently is just too liberal for words now.
Yes, it's crazy. I have to say I'm going to enjoy this as much as I enjoyed Kevin McCarthy having to go 15 rounds before he got enough votes.
I mean,
there is something just kind of whoop whoop boing about that I find amusing.
Wait, whoop whoop. boing.
Whoop whoop boing.
I know. I do just but
if they're the whoop whoop boing party.
But maybe something like
no, they're not. That's too evil.
I'm saying that's you.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Oh, sure. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I'll own that.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
I will happily own that. Democrats, as you mentioned, did unite behind Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, but the Republicans will never vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
No, they would never do that. I mean, they're not even floating that as a joke type of thing. Like, well, we might as well just vote for him while we're at it. Like that, they're just. I mean,
they're flailing.
And what I want to know right now is what is Matt Gaetz thinking? Because he is the arbiter of this destruction. He is the one who put this all in motion. And I can't imagine that he thought it was going to be this awful.
Really?
See, I don't know.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I really don't think he cares.
Guess who's on the phone?
Matt Gaetz?
No. Grandpa Bob.
Grandpa Bob. Wonderful. Good morning, Bob. How are you? Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning. I really think that this is playing into the Koch brothers' playbook of the libertarian. If we don't have government, that plays right into them. You know, honestly, I don't know of the Republican enclave there who's going to bring somebody that's going to get voted in that's saleable to the rest of the planet.
You make a good point.
Short and sweet.
But you make a good point, Bob. It's like anyone who's reasonable is automatically discounted, right? Yeah.
That exactly. So, I mean, it's pragmatism. You know, throw up there whoever you want, whatever sticks to the wall, because ultimately it's just going to be chaos until 2024, and hopefully there's sanity. Get hopefully. Out and vote. That's my answer.
You are absolutely right, Bob. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Bob.
Get out and vote. This is no joke.
No,
it's really not.
And honestly, things like this is going to solidify people to vote because the craziness of happening, it's just, I think it's going to make this election next year maybe historic. It's going to be even more like, because we're like, oh, 2020 was the most important election ever. Maybe 2024 now is.
Well, it's every election now is the most important ever.
Yeah.
Every election now is about retaining democracy.
Yeah.
Essentially. There's another article in Politico about this mess going on in the House right now. And apparently some of the more moderate Republicans have generated a new insult. They're called squishes.
What?
They're called squishes.
It's adorable. It's squishes.
For their willingness, I'm sorry, for that flexibility, you know, they consider some reasonable things.
Yeah.
They have earned themselves the nickname squishes.
Oh, my squishes.
Yep, squishes. But at least 20 of those squishes apparently stood up yesterday and said nope. And right now, House is in session. They're voting again. Lots of rumors on Twitter saying Jordan's going to lose even more votes.
Then who's next?
And if you keep if every round you lose more votes, how many rounds do you go?
I mean, McCarthy won 15. You go until you're done. You go until there's a winner. There's no other choice.
Did McCarthy actually go backwards? I thought every round he might have gained a few more.
He gains, yeah. Oh, well, that I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It's
fascinating times, my friends.
Weird, wild stuff.
844.
It's just a Carson impression.
967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy,
so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high near 60. Tonight, showers and 48. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Becoming clear Thursday night, a low near 41. Mostly sunny Friday with a high near 62. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 56.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw.
Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the phone, and we're taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about the ongoing GOP in disarray in the House of Representatives. They are back in session at this hour trying to see if Jim Jordan can get elected speaker. Didn't go too well yesterday.
It's my turn next, I think. I'm going to head down there tomorrow.
You think you're going to volunteer?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Greg. I'm going to say, hey, my name is G. That's the party you think, GOP. So vote for me. I don't know. It's embarrassing. And while there's like things happening overseas, and we have like you said in the first segment, we're powerless to do anything because we are flailing right now.
Because we're stuck.
And we're supposed to be the superpower. And we're supposed to be the example. And we can't get people together to say, hey, let this person bang the big hammer. Like, it's embarrassing. Why do we get to have that title anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. 844-967-2789. Text from the 541. A few Republicans can abstain. That lowers the threshold needed to win. That could help either party.
I mean, that's the thing, though. You just said the words, lower the threshold. Lower the standard. Like, if you want to be Speaker of the House, it should take a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Like, a little bit more, like, I don't know. Plus, Jim Jordan is not a little bit more. He is the threshold. He is lowering the threshold.
Well, and let's not forget Representative Mike Gallagher from Green Bay, on the day of January 6th, sent out a message to then President Trump asking him to call off these people. And now he is backing Jim Jordan, who many reports say talked to the Trump administration before January 6th on how to overturn the results of the election. So this is the person that you're going to back? This is the law and order guy?
Yeah, it's...
It makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense. So we're wondering who you would like to nominate as Speaker of the House, because it doesn't have to be anyone who's actually an elected official.
Nope.
Can be anybody. So from West Bend, the 262, Liz Cheney, which was... what we had been kicking around.
Honestly, it's a solid choice.
It is a solid choice.
She would come in and be like, all right, fools, this is over.
And she'd be the mother to take them by the ear.
Yeah.
And sit them down and go, okay, boys.
Yeah.
Let's get it together. Jim from Appleton says, if it is wide open for the speaker's race, John Stewart would be my pick. He would be so good. He would be so
He'd walk in, he'd bang the gavel once, they'd start talking, he'd have a conniption, have a heart attack, and die in the room.
John Stewart?
Yeah, he couldn't handle that kind of stuff. Like I love John Stewart. John Stewart cannot, like, that sort of disarray on a good day for him would probably be like, no, I can't do this.
Well, I don't disagree that who wants to have to handle that much chaos on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But I do think if anyone would be unflappable and be able to come back with, I don't know, facts and things.
It'd be every day if you're like, Speaker Stewart yells at the House again.
I know. It would be Speaker Stewart gives the House a lesson.
Yeah.
Again. And another texter texted in and said, what about Arnold?
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
I'd love to bang the big hammer.
He would be, I can see where he would be popular among some Republicans.
I absolutely too. Like, he's like the last vestige of that Republican that had somewhat of an open mind. Now, I'm sure people in California and other places will tell me I'm wrong, but he's been very vocal on his dislike of the modern GOP, and he's not that far from a modern GOP.
Right.
So they've really fallen hard if, like, a guy who's in power 10 years ago isn't a fan.
Well, and I just think, too, I think he would appeal to the manly man nature of today's modern Republican Party, because you have to be a manly man.
So I think a manly man. I think Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, me too. And Patrick McHenry, who, again, who knows?
Meme.
They may actually give him enough power to actually accomplish something. We'll have to see how things go today. Again, they're back in the House of Representatives trying to come to some kind of an agreement on who is going to lead the House Republicans. And it will be interesting if he continues to lose votes after every round of voting. And it will also be interesting to see, with all of those kind of threatening emails that they were sending out to these holdouts, whether or not that is enough to give them their spines back.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think you're not convinced?
No, I mean, like I said, like the fact that Jim Jordan couldn't get elected, and he is, like, to me, the most logical choice. He can appeal to all sides of the GOP, honestly, but he's apparently fallen that far that they're like, no, this ain't the guy either.
We don't want you.
Nope.
We don't want you.
We don't want you.
All right. Well, we want her coming up after the bottom of the hour news. Kristen Bry, yay, is going to be joining us while she is off on maternity leave. She's going to be joining us every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11, and we'll give her a little news quiz, see whether or not she's been checked in at all. Probably not. What, Frankie is 3 weeks old tomorrow.
Yes.
3 weeks old tomorrow. So we will also get hopefully another look at little baby Francis.
Folks, I'm not kidding you right now. As Jane is talking about this, she's spinning her chair and like her pen is just like back and forth in her hands. She's so excited.
Makes me all squishy.
It's adorable.
It does. She makes me all squishy. She's adorable and she's perfect. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back with Kristen on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report. President Biden's just wrapped up meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the nation's lawmakers, and military leaders in Tel Aviv.
While it may not feel that way today, Israel must again be a safe place for the Jewish people. And I promise you, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure there will be.
Mr. Biden telling reporters he'll ask Congress for an unprecedented U.S. support package for Israel later this week. He addressed yesterday's massive explosion that killed more than 470 Palestinians at a hospital in Gaza City.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Hamas has blamed Israel. President Biden acknowledged Palestinian people are suffering greatly, and he's pushing for aid.
Today I asked the Israeli cabinet, who I met with for some time this morning, to agree to the delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Democrats are reintroducing the Mental Health Care as Healthcare legislation package in an effort to improve mental health care access for universities of Wisconsin students. The package failed to pass the Assembly in 2021, but would have provided about $10 million in funding to improve staffing, training, operations, and bolster student health services at the universities. The bills would also promote mental health access in K-12 schools. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is alerting Wisconsinites of a scam. According to a Facebook post, residents have been calling the Sheriff's Department saying they're receiving phone calls claiming they need to provide a DNA test and must pay $1,000 with a gift card or a warrant will be issued. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is also warning residents that these scammers are aggressive, convincing, and may know specific information about their targets. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin, Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and I highly encourage you to jump on our live stream. You can watch us on Facebook or on Twitter, all the places, because we have two very special guests with us, Kristen Bry and baby Francis. How are you, my friend?
Well, only one of us got a shower this morning, so and she won because she would scream her face off because she hates the bath so far, and then she'd be tired and she'd leave me alone so I could do this.
She looks like she's in a coma.
She's a little milk drunk. She's a little, you know, screamed out, but she's doing good. She found her voice this week. She's been a little fussier this week than she had been the first 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so just with expressing her displeasure with things?
Well, more it's like, I think she's just constantly hungry. And there's, to a certain extent, I'm like, I have nothing left in me, baby. Like, like you're going to have to wait for the refill.
It's not automatic refills, kid. What do you think this is? Applebee's?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, it is, like, technically, biologically, it is, but it just doesn't, like, it takes, a, like, you need a little time before she you get drained and then you get a refill.
Well, yeah. So that she's still solely on breast milk.
Yeah. I have a feeling, I think it'll be interesting to see how much your expectations and your, like, plan will get disrupted once I get back to work.
For sure.
I was talking to a girlfriend who her baby is 6 months. So she's been back at work for 3 and she's a radiation therapist. So she's like on her feet at work, like for 8-hour shifts. And she was like, you know, the thing that's so annoying about pumping is like, if you forget one part at work, like if you, like, cause like a pump, like a breast pump has like a lot of different parts and you have to sterilize it every single time. You have to wash it and sterilize it in between every single feed. And so if you get to work and you forget one part of the pump, then you're screwed.
You're out
of
luck.
Your boobs are engorged. You can't pump and you don't have milk for the day for what you thought you were going to have for supply. And I was reading something on, I don't know, again, the endless scrolling that happens is still a lot, but like literally crying over spilt milk. I haven't actually cried yet, but if you start pumping and it takes that much work to get it, and then you accidentally spill it, there's a lot of expletives that come out of your mouth because you're like, it's just gone. And you're like, there was so much work that went into that.
Wow. And, you know, I never thought about having to sterilize all the equipment in between every pumping. So, yeah, that's not something that you can do at work either.
Well, the one thing that and there's so many things along the way so far that's like, how did our mothers ever raise us? Because the amount of things that have been created that make life so much easier, including there's these sterilizing bags that you can use for like 20 times and then they're no good. So it's not the most eco-friendly thing, but it's like a little plastic bag that you can put the parts in. You put a little bit of water and then you nuke it for like 3 minutes and that sterilizes it.
Oh, okay.
You can use it 20 times. So like that's instead of having to boil water every single time. And then I have some girlfriends who invested in like a specific machine that sanitizes and dries it. And so then you just take them out because like, and then you don't have to wait for the washing machine. And there's a bunch of different stuff. But it's a lot.
I went to Texas this past weekend and I walked out of the terminal in Milwaukee and there is right by the gate, a private facility that's combination activated for women to go in there to breastfeed. So they can be private and do it on their own. It's like a tiny room, like right next to a newspaper stand. That I don't know how you access the code, but that looked, I was like, that's an amazing thing to do. But I also know women who are like, I will do it out here and not care what anyone thinks.
Yeah. We haven't done that. I haven't breastfed in public yet, but we did go to our first dinner last night.
You did?
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to a restaurant. We went to Nana Sushi in Shorewood.
Ooh.
And she slept the whole time. So we actually got to eat in peace. And it was wonderful.
That's lovely. Well, we're going to find out more about what's going on with little Frankie Lou in the next segment.
Jane is so adorable right now, Kristen. Like, she's like, I'm so excited. I love it.
I'm just all squishy.
I love it.
She just makes me all squishy. She's just so adorable. And I only got to hold her once. And I know Greg is going to hoping to meet her today. But sometime this weekend, I think I need another Francis fix.
We're around.
All right.
There's a lot of this.
I'm doing a lot of holding sleeping baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get a little more update coming up in the next segment. Right now, though, we're going to put the new mom to the test with Kristen Bry's news quiz. I know you still scroll a lot.
I scroll a lot and I listen to podcasts in the middle of the night. So I'm probably still consuming more than the average bear, but not nearly as much as I usually do.
Well, we'll see how you do this week. You did really well last week. Are we ready?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great.
All right.
Just because things are so predictable sometimes.
And boy, that's for sure. All right. Question number one, Kristen Bry. Which Fox News host reportedly had underlings send emails to House Republicans essentially threatening them if they didn't vote for Jim Jordan as speaker.
Oh, I saw this. Was it Sean Hannity?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Let me hear what the answers were, if there were some funny answers.
It was Laura,
I jumped the gun.
Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Gene Box of Wine Pirro, or D. Jesse Waters.
Oh,
so those were your
choices. I did hear that. I can't tell you where I heard it.
It was Hannity, though.
Yeah, I heard it was Hannity, and I forgot which thing I was listening to that was like, are you going to let Hannity, like, boss you around?
Well,
it may have been, I don't know.
And Greg and I were talking about this yesterday. Can you imagine if when Barack Obama was president, if Rachel Maddow was sending her underlings after Democrats to, I just think the howling would never stop.
Yeah.
Of course. But, I mean, but it's also a different game, right? Like Rachel Maddow is actually a journalist and was a Rhodes Scholar,
yes,
and is a very different caliber of public. You don't have to like her. You don't have to like her delivery. I'm probably a little defensive because I get people are like, you're like a more like palatable Rachel Maddow. I get that every once in a while.
And do you really?
I take it as a compliment. I don't know if it's always meant as a compliment. But
I don't see how Rachel Maddow is not palatable. She's not yelly. She's very intelligent. She breaks down art. I mean, she breaks things down in a really like you do.
I feel like we had someone call into the show that said they had to stop listening to her because she talks so slowly.
Oh.
And I feel like I vaguely remember because like, and she does. She has a cadence to her that like you. I can see why people might not like. It's like it's very dramatic.
Yeah. Speed it up just a little bit. Maybe you do a little better. All right. Now, question number two for you, Mama. A new study suggests that this physical activity can help middle schoolers deal with their mental health. Is it A, bike riding, B, swimming, C, jumping rope, or D, playing on a swing set?
I would say any of them, but specifically, maybe I'll say playing on a swing set.
Nope, it is A, bike riding.
Nice.
But yeah, it's just about...
Sorry, I had to do it.
Getting outside and getting some exercise. Yeah. I think you're right, Kristen, in any kind of form is really good for you. And as I was driving in this morning, I actually heard a report that because kids spend so much time looking at screens now, they are developing short-sightedness much earlier in life.
Oh, like their vision?
Yeah, their
like
vision.
Like being nearsighted?
Being nearsighted. It is because they are spending so much time on screens, it is actually changing the shape of their eyeballs.
Oh, my God.
And so one of the things that parents are told to do, not only cut back on some of the screen time, but go outside, look at the horizon, yeah, look at things far away to help you. And otherwise, they're developing contacts that kids can put in while they sleep to help readjust the shape of their eyeball. Is that not freaky?
That is freaky.
Yeah. So get outside, kids. It's good for you. All right. Which former Wisconsin lawmaker was just announced as head of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce? Is it A, Brad Paff, B, Pat Kreitlow, C, Dale Cuyenga, or D, Paul Ryan?
Say, what's the position again?
It is the head of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce.
Oh, the MMAC?
The MMAC. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Dale Cuyenga.
Yes,
I thought that was old news. He's been there.
He's been there, but I think he just accepted the top spot.
Oh, because did Tim Sheehy finally Tim Sheehy stepped down?
Yeah, after
those
years.
Are some fantastic names. Tim Sheehy and Dale Cuyenga.
Dale Cuyenga. I supposedly is as tall as my father. Supposedly he's like
that's
six,
tall.
Six, six, seven.
Is he really?
He's a very tall man.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never met him in person, but
all right.
I've heard he's very tall.
You're doing very well so far. The National Retail Federation, Kristen Bry, says which of the following is in the top three Halloween costumes for pets? Is it A, vampire, B, ghost, C, hot dog, or D, chicken?
Hot dog.
Yes.
I just guess.
It is.
This.
Who doesn't like a dog in a hot dog outfit?
I know, but there I have seen some costumes, especially like little vampire costumes. For dogs in particular, and also spiders.
I like the ones where you put them on the dog, and then like the front of the dog's head pops up, but they got legs and arms
yes.
in the front.
Yes.
So they're just walking with flail. It's so cute.
Have you thought about Halloween costumes yet at all, Kristen?
Our best. Well, there's two leading ones for the family. One is doing the Big Lebowski, so then I can just be the dude and wear a bathrobe and don't have to get dressed up at all.
That's a great
Mike would
idea.
Be, Mike would be Walter and Frankie would be a bowling ball. Then there's also doing Ted Lasso, where Mike would be Ted Lasso. I would be Rebecca because my boobs will probably never be this big again. And so I can really play it up that curvy angle of Rebecca in a blonde wig. And then we'd either put her in a soccer uniform or make her be like a soccer ball. But then someone suggested yesterday of doing Frankie Stein.
Oh,
I think I'm sorry. So, that just leapt to the top right there.
I know. But I feel like there could she could also do that. Like, it's not time sensitive. So we can always it's do it next true. Year. We can always do it until she has a mind of her own and tells me what she wants to be.
Well, and she's way too, they don't make neck bolts that small.
I know.
Right?
I feel like I looked it up and I was like, oh, this looks like all they, I don't know if they come in newborn
Google cells. That neck bolts for children.
She could use some neck bolts though. That neck is very wobbly.
Is she? Well, she's only what? She's 3 weeks old tomorrow.
She's 3 weeks tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, Kristen Bry is here with baby Frankie Lou. And I highly suggest you jump on the live stream if you want to get a look at her. She is so adorable. All that dark hair. You can watch us on Facebook and Twitter and on all the places where you do streaming types of things.
YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that YouTube. That's the one. That's the third thing. Okay. All right. Next question. Patrick McHenry currently filling in as the GOP's temporary Speaker of the House, and they may actually give him some more powers to accomplish things if Jim Jordan does not get the votes today. What is McHenry's standout fashion item? Is it A, a watch fob? Is it B, a sweater vest? Is it C, cowboy boots? Or is it D, a bow tie?
It's a total guess. I'm going to go bow tie.
Yes.
Ah,
well done. All right. So you didn't see him. You must not have seen him when he gaveled out after McCarthy got kicked out. He's not a the wham with the gavel. He likes the gavel.
Got it.
Or he either hates the gavel. I'm not sure. It's one or the other. All right, last question. You're doing great. The Kardashians are reportedly wooing which celebrity couple to appear on their trashy show. Is it A, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? B, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? C, Zendaya and Tom Holland? Or D, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith?
The first one, Meghan Markle and
Prince Harry. Prince yes. Harry.
Ding,
yes.
Ding.
It's another couple who loves just as much of attention as the Kardashians do.
I would be seriously disappointed if they would do that.
Would you be disappointed but not surprised?
Yeah, I guess. Disappointed yet not surprised. All right.
They just need another book deal and another podcast deal and another and Netflix deal.
Life is good when you're a former royal. All right, stay with us. We will be back with Mama Kristen and baby Frankie Lou right after the break. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Me and my girl. You can live with no touch. I'm not here to hook up. I'm just here to turn up. Tonight is just
us. Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high near 60. Tonight, showers and 48. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Becoming clear Thursday night, a low near 41. Mostly sunny Friday with a high near 62. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 56.
Right now, it's 55.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt Fair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board at about 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. Two very special guests with us every Wednesday now from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. Kristen Bry and baby Frankie Lou. And she is sound asleep.
She is sound asleep.
She just looks, she looks great.
She's pretty good. She gained a pound.
Oh, that's good.
We were at her doctor's appointment last Thursday, after the day after I saw you guys, and she had gained a pound since we brought her home. So that was good news.
That's good news.
And she hopefully will gain another pound because she's growing pretty fast.
Are you noticing a difference?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was looking at pictures of her in the hospital last night. I was like, oh my gosh, she was so much smaller. But yeah, she kind of looks different almost every day. And the argument keeps going back and forth on who she looks like more right now, Mike or me, on any given angle. The answer changes. My mom showed a picture to my grandmother and my grandma Carol, and they both agreed that in that picture she looked more like Mike. And my mom said to my grandma, she's like, Kristen's kind of upset because she wants her to look like her. And my grandma said, well, I don't blame her.
Ouch. Oh, wow.
I think it was more of a compliment to me than a dig at Mike.
Mike is a nice looking man.
No, he is. He is. And his sisters are very good looking girls, right? Women. And so she'll be cute no matter what.
It's going to be so it's just so interesting because she's going to continue to change just over the years. And
then there'll come a point around like the age of two or three when you're going to see their face and like, this is the face that will become the adult. Like, I remember looking at pictures of Molly around 2-3 years old. I'm like, I could see the eyes and the nose and the things that were like, that was going to last with her. Like, they wouldn't change too much. And that's what she looks like when you see those pictures. And it's just amazing to see that. And
so they do get locked in at some point.
Yep. Yep.
Except your nose. Your nose and your ears always continue to grow.
Yes.
But for all of us. At a very glacial pace because it's like,
isn't it because of gravity? I think that's why they continue to grow, because gravity continues to pull on them.
And those long earlobes. Those long earlobes. Texter wanted to check in when you were talking about breastfeeding and the challenges that you're going to face once you come back to work. Texter from the 608 says you can express into a cup by hand.
And then what do you do with it?
I'd put it in a bottle.
Yeah. I guess if you bring a bottle with you, yeah, that makes sense.
I guess. That seems like it would be very uncomfortable.
I mean, it's no more uncomfortable than pumping.
I suppose.
We got a couple of comments on the live stream as well from Joe McClear. Just simple hard eyes emoji for Mr. Joseph McClear.
He was on the show on Monday, by the way. He was great.
I heard it was great. I heard a lot of people had a lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah. He was wonderful.
From Ward, not Tanya, congrats and enjoy this wild ride.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Has Frankie met a lot more people in the last week? Have you had more friends dropping in or?
We have. I think we've kind of had the most of our inner circle has met her. We have a friend coming over. Well, Greg's coming over today. And then we have another friend coming over tomorrow. We're meeting the rest of the cousins and family. We have on Sunday, Mike's side of the family, because he also had an uncle who had Down syndrome. And so we are, who's passed away. And so we have our second annual Uncle Jeff Bolarama on Sunday.
That's awesome.
Where we all dress like Uncle Jeff, which ends up being a lot of WWE wrestling costumes.
Yeah.
And so Mike was looking for wrestling onesies for her. And I told him he can pick out whatever he wants me to wear. Oh, and so she gets to meet his cousins who have not met her yet on Sunday.
That is really funny.
Are there pictures from this event that go online?
There probably will be. I think there was pictures from last year.
Okay.
We'll see if everyone ups their game this year as far as what the costumes look like.
This would give me the reason to buy a championship belt. It would be the excuse. I'd be like, I'm buying a championship belt.
We have a trophy. A trophy was made, and Mike's, despite being obviously still recovering from a back surgery, he is very adamant that he needs to defend his championship because he won last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you hurt your back
bowling
for a stupid bowling tournament to defend your championship, I'm gonna be so mad. He's like, I'll just use an 8-pound ball, it'll be fine. It's like, oh god,
that no BLTs, dude, no bending, lifting, twisting. No.
I know
his doctor would not be happy about that.
I know, so I can't tell if he's kidding or not, but I'll update you next Wednesday.
All right. Have someone bowl by proxy, just be like, you're bowling for me.
There you go. Yeah. It's like you pick a champion. He gets to pick his champion instead of doing the duel himself.
I volunteer. It's the Hunger Games. It's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly.
His tribute. Yeah, exactly. Any other news? Any other developments that happened this week in the last couple minutes we got?
I was going to say, as far as the other costume. So you always know the meme that's popped up, I think maybe in the last year or two, as far as it's the picture of a Spirit Halloween costume, in a bag. Like when you go to Spirit Halloween, they're like, oh, 90s kid.
And right.
It's whatever. I saw one yesterday that was that was the costume for a new mom. Because the joke is it lists all the things. The joke is in the meme of listing the things that are very obvious for that person. And so, and I kid you not, I was wearing the tank top that was in the picture of the costume. It's a gray nursing top. It's part of the costume was nursing top, covered in milk and around your nipples. And it was in elastic shorts. I was I'm pretty sure I own those too. And then a bunch of the symptoms of being a new mom. And I was like, yeah, this tracks.
With unwashed hair, right? And
high messy bun, which I'm obviously sporting right now. Night covered in sweat from night sweats. It's yep. Check, check, check.
Well, you look wonderful.
Thank you.
You really do. You really look wonderful. And of course, Frankie Lou is perfect. There's just nothing else to be said about that. I'm sorry. That's my line and I am sticking with it. We love you. We miss you. Can't wait till we can get you back out here. But in the interim, you will join us again next Wednesday at 10:30 for Kristen's news quiz and a baby Frankie update. Thank you, my friend, so much. Don't let Greg hold her too long.
Hey,
it's going to become a competition now on who gets to hold her the most and the most often and for what length of time.
In your world, maybe. I'm fine.
All right. Stay with us. We have the top of the hour news coming up next. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.